properly reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. I should say, I'm glad to be back behind the microphone. I've been gone for too long. I have to tell you, there's nothing better about a long vacation than coming home and doing what you love most. And what I love most is getting behind the microphone and talking to my audience. And it's going to be a great year, 2012. We've got lots of great shows planned. We're leading off today with a great show. During the first hour, we've got Steve Lapidus coming on from Age Force. Age Force is introducing two new patches. One of them was my specific request for this patch. During the second hour, we have Harvard-trained Paleolithic nutritionist Matthew Lalonde coming on to answer questions that have been posed by listeners of the show, specifically for Matt. So it's going to be an interesting interview. We're going to be doing Matthew Lalonde's version of paleo, and we're even going to cover some training as well. So let's get right down to it. It's a new year. Welcome and happy new year, Steve Lapidus. How are you?
Well, thank you, Carl. It's great to be back, and happy new year to you, and happy new year, and a healthy one to all the SHR radio listeners.
Yes, it's going to be a great year, great year. And obviously, we're leading off with something that I'm very, very excited about. We're going to be talking about two patches, one of them extremely important patch that we'll start off talking about first, and the second one, a patch that I prompted Steve into doing research into and requested that they produce. And we have actually have a special that's only available to the Supreme Radio listeners that we'll be talking about more as the show goes on. So the first patch I want to talk about, Steve, is the new hydroxycobalamin patch. I love this patch. Vitamin B12 is so important. We've learned in recent shows that the hydroxy form of vitamin B12 is the naturally occurring form found in the liver. So it doesn't have to go through any conversions from cyanocobalamin to methylcobalamin, then methylcobalamin to hydroxy. It's already set up as hydroxycobalamin. Let's talk about this patch first.
Well, what's interesting, and as we're focusing on the hydroxycobalamin, when we started, Carl, when we started looking at this patch, which was over a year ago in the lab, we very quickly discovered, because we pulled in literally hundreds of brands, vitamin B12 brands from other manufacturers.
And there's actually some vitamin B12 patches out there that have been shown great efficacy, but unfortunately they're delivering cyanocobalamin.
Well, the very first thing we saw as we analyzed all these patches was 99.9% of them used the inexpensive form or the common form of B12, the cyanocobalamin.
Right.
While it's perfectly good and it's adequate, it's also extremely inexpensive.
Yes, but let's talk about something. You're right. It's extremely inexpensive, and that's why it's the go-to form of.
And when we took a look at hydroxycobalamin, we were astounded at the difference in costs. You know, as a manufacturer, you're looking at efficacy. You're also looking at your bottom line profit.
Well, but more importantly than bottom line profit, you're looking to be able to bring it to the market. If it's something is too expensive, and then you can't bring it to the market in such a way where people can A, afford it, and B, afford to use it with the frequency that it's intended because of its cost, then it's useless. It's like when fish oil was first introduced, or even glucosamine, and they were telling people just take, 500 milligrams a day. Well, it's a waste of time. Don't even take it. And it's too expensive to take in the doses that you need to take it. So the reality is that making this patch affordable was critical in order for it to even be effective in the first place.
Well, and this what I'm trying to do is give your audience call a peek under the tent from a pharmaceutical manufacturer's perspective.
Right.
We looked at the different costs, and we said to ourselves, as far as we're concerned, to offer the finest B12 supplement available, we must use hydroxycobalamin. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's just so far, so demonstrably superior in so many ways. The question was, in the marketplace, vitamin B12 supplements, anywhere from $9.95, $14.95, $19.95.
Very inexpensive.
At retail.
Yeah, very inexpensive.
Could we afford to do it? And so we had a couple of challenges. The challenge of the cost, and because to put hydroxycobalamin in a patch is much more expensive proposition than to put it in a pill.
Right, exactly.
So we spent a year from the very beginning. Call it was never an issue of what we needed to do to make the finest B12 supplement. I mean, far superior to anything on the market. The big question for us was, how do we do it from a manufacturer's point of view in the lab where we could afford to sell it at a price, make a modest profit, but sell it at a price that the consumer's not going to say, hey, I'll just go with some pills.
Right. Now let's talk about something for a second. I did a show not too long ago with a Dr. Kunin, that talked about the importance of hydroxycobalamin over cyanocobalamin and even methylcobalamin, especially as we age, because the process in the liver where it converts from one form to another slows down as we age. And this is probably one of the reasons that elderly people tend to have low vitamin B12 status in the first place. But interestingly enough, something that I never put two and two together on that Dr. Kunin pointed out was the CYN on cyanocobalamin is actually vitamin B12 attached to a cyanide molecule. Cyanide, which is a poison. Uh-huh. And he indicated, now I haven't done any research, so I'm just parroting what he said on that show. But he indicated that taking cyanocobalamin can actually be dangerous, that there's a number of people out there who, because they have poor detoxification pathways in the first place, that the cyanide portion of cyanocobalamin, when cleaved, builds up in the body and actually can damage certain systems in the body, most notably the retina. There are people who have actually gone blind from getting just a handful of B12 shots from their doctor because of the cyanide portion of cyanocobalamin. I never knew that. Did you know anything about that?
We know about it. We've discussed it. We've reviewed countless meetings reviewing the data. It is a risk, but our attention so quickly, Carl, our attention so quickly focused on hydroxycobalamin that for us it wasn't an issue. We don't intend to sell or hydroxycobalamin vitamin B12 patches based on fear of the other brands.
Right.
Between the properties of hydroxycobalamin as a vitamin B12 and the patch delivery system, direct to bloodstream, time release, transdermal delivery system, we've got a B12 patch that just is the new gold standard.
I agree.
If ands or buts about it.
And there's plenty of good research out there about patch delivered B12 already. There's a couple companies out there that produce a B12 patch that have done their own research and shown the dramatic increase in B12 status in the course of just a single day of wearing a B12 patch. So delivery has already been shown, but what we have here is a time release delivery, number one, but more importantly,
correct,
we have a superior form of B12, which is, again, I repeat, this is the form of B12 found in liver. So if those of you who say, well, I get my B12 by eating grass-fed beef liver, this is the kind of B12 you get when you eat liver. It's hydroxycobalamin. We have to take a quick commercial break, Steve. When we come back, I want to talk about how many patches, what it costs, and what special deals are being made to my audience. We're talking this hour with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. If you want to learn more about this, go to superhumanradio.com. There's a banner ad on the right side of the page. It's the skyscraper banner ad that has the information about patches that are available right now with this special offer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's so good to be back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Finally, a time released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time released high energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus enhancing ingredients that will give you a long lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion, people feel it everywhere.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Harvard-trained paleo guru Matthew Lalonde answers our questions about Matt's form of paleo. Right now we're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force, a major sponsor of this show. If you haven't noticed, they put a lot of effort behind this show. And like I tell people all the time, it's the sponsors that make the show possible, so patronize them whenever possible. And we have a great product here for the masses. This is something that everyone can use. We've talked about B12 and its importance in the methylation process and detoxification pathways and the fact that most people have very, very low status in B12, and having adequate amounts of B12 is critical. And Age Force has come forth with a hydroxycobalamin patch the best form of B12. You slap it on, you walk around with it, and your body is being infused with B12. Steve, how many B12 patches come in a package, and what is the cost of the B12, and what special offers are my audience being offered right now?
All right. This led to a very interesting discussion in our meetings as to how what would constitute a month's supply. And as a matter of fact, I think I even had a couple of phone calls with you on this call.
Yes, actually, one with one of your very, very dry scientists also. I don't remember his name, but I hope he doesn't take offense to what I just said.
We call those guys lab rats. Yeah. But in any event, a month's supply, someone who has a month's supply, they'll get 12 patches. Typically, and each patch contains a 5 milligram dose of B12, hydroxycobalamin B12.
Okay.
I think in a perfect world, you would use 2 patches a week, if you will. You could use 3 patches a week. So, you know, so we've included enough in a month supply for 12 patches, which would be 3 patches a week. But typically, between 2 and 3 patches a week would be optimum dosage. B12, you know, as we've discussed, is one of those vitamins that it's water soluble, and you could use a patch every day and it wouldn't harm you.
Right.
Your body just wouldn't take advantage of it. It would just flush it out.
Right.
No such thing as overdosing on B12.
Right.
But, a month supply, you know, as we talked earlier in the show call, the biggest challenge we had after identifying that the only thing we would do would be use hydroxycobalamin in our patch delivery system was pricing. And we've managed to create very efficient production techniques in the lab, and we priced this at $19.95 for a 1 month supply.
Yeah.
That's if you order the auto ship. If you want to order you know, single 30-day supply, I believe it's $29.95. But the auto ship, which is the price that 90% of our customers use, the monthly auto ship, and especially with a vitamin like B12, where you're going to be taking it as part of your ongoing health and fitness regimen, auto ship is perfect because you'll get a month's supply shipped every month. Now, with reference to the pre-introductory special, and this is something we'll talk about a little bit more about when we talk about the second patch, the second half of the program, but we're offering the Superhuman Radio audience a pre-introductory special where if they order in the next 4 days, they get a 2-for-1 order, which simply means, let's say you order the auto ship, you'll get a 60-day supply shipped to you every 60 days and be billed at the price of the 30-day supply. So every 60 days, you'd get a 60-day supply, but you'd only be billed $19.95 for the price of
that's an amazing 30-day deal.
Supply.
That really is a great deal.
Now, for the small percentage of customers that aren't comfortable with AutoShip for any reason, if they order a 30-day supply, we'll ship them a 60-day supply.
For their first go-around.
If they order a 90-day, these are our three single order options. If they order a 90-day supply, we'll double that and ship them a 180-day supply. If they order via the 180-day option, we'll double that and ship them a 360-day supply, all for the price of the 30, 90, or 180-day order options. So it's a 2-for-1. It's a terrific, you know, in essence, it cuts your price to $9.95 or $10 per month.
Which, you know what, if you go out and buy an oral B12, whether it's a sublingual methyl or just a generic, B12 supplement at your local grocery store, you'll pay more than that for a B12.
When we looked at the market, B12 supplements range anywhere from the lesser-known brands, $9.95 up to $29.95 for a month supply for some of the brands that the consumer recognizes. You know, companies that do a lot of advertising.
Right.
But one thing I do want to mention to your listeners, Carl, the only way at this point to get the this 2-for-1 special, this pre-introductory special, it's exclusive for Superhuman Radio listeners. The only way to get it is to click on the banner on your website.
Right. If you go, okay. If you go directly to ageforce.com and search for it, you will not find
You'll
not
be
available
able to
read the, about not
the
available
product,
to the general public. Not available to
you'll
the general
be able
public.
To, you'll be able to read about the products on our website, but you won't be able to get to the special Superhuman Radio 2-for-1 order page. The only way to get to the 2-for-1 order page is to click on the banner on the right hand side of your homepage or on the right-hand side, no matter what page they look at on, right. on the Superhuman Radio website. Now, one other caution. This is a special page on our website, and that's where you'll land when you click on the banner. But if you navigate away to read more about the product, the B12 or some of the other products, you have to use your browser back button to get back to this page, because you can't navigate back to it with links. You have to use the browser back button or go back to the banner on the Superhuman Radio website. That's the way you access this special page. One last thing, Carl. This is 4 days. We're keeping this this special order page live for 4 days.
Today's Thursday the 5th. So for those of you who are listening to the podcast, today we're doing the show. It's Thursday the 5th. So this opportunity ends when, Steve?
Sunday at midnight, that page goes dark.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So take advantage of it. Look, we all need B12. We all probably take B12. This is a superior form of B12. And if you look into some of the companies that market an oral form of hydroxycobalamin, you will find out that it is not less expensive than using these patches. And also keep in mind that, and this is worth being said, there's 5 milligrams in this patch, and this is a time-release patch. You're probably going to get at least 3 milligrams of what's in this patch into your body over that period of time. Is that a safe bet, saying that?
It depends a little bit on the person, the thickness of a person's collagen, but it's between 3 and 4 milligrams of effective dose.
If you do that twice a week, you're good to go with vitamin B12, in my humble opinion. So I really think that 2 patches a week is more than enough for the average person to use, and 4.33 weeks in a month, you're going to be able to use these 12 patches appropriately. And don't forget, vitamin B12 also assists in the metabolism and utilization of fat, and which is going to lead into the discussion in the next segment of the show with the other patch. But it also is good for burning fat.
The interesting thing about B12 is the slightest deficiency can cause severe health problems.
Like what? What type of health problems have been associated?
If you have even a small vitamin B12 deficiency, it can, believe it or not, Carl, and I'm not trying to be an alarmist here, it can cause severe damage to the nervous system and to brain function.
Yeah.
Diminishes brain function and nervous system damage. Now, the good news is, most people in their diet or with supplements, take B12 supplementation, but it is possibly one of the most important vitamins you could take.
Yeah.
No question.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this the patch for just a minute longer. This is a sustained delivery. How do you? It's a time release patch, right? How long is it supposed to be worn for?
Again, with all of our patches, Carl, we always it's a recommendation. It's not a mandatory thing. It's a recommendation. We always suggest you put the patch on at dinner time, after dinner. Take it off in the morning, because in the morning it's simply a Band-Aid. The formula is migrated into your through the skin into your bloodstream.
Can I weigh in on that with an opinion?
Sure.
B12 is probably better taken early in the morning because it has a reciprocal effect with melatonin. I think that if I were to use this patch, and I will be, because I'm going to do away with my, I've been using cyanocobalamin injections for some time now, and I'm doing away with them because of the hydroxycobalamin efficiency, and the patch delivery. I'm going to be taking my patch in the morning. I'm going to put it on first thing in the morning. That's the way I'm going to do it, right after my shower.
But the time release function in the patch is approximately 8 hours.
Okay.
So the formula, you know, the minute you put the patch on, the heat of your skin begins to activate, you know, the time release function in the formula, and it just begins to migrate, you know, through the dermis into the small capillaries and larger vessels, and within 8 hours the formula is virtually been dispersed into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
The patch is just simply a Band-Aid after that.
Some people may find that B12 at night may actually stimulate them slightly. And may or may not find, if they're not sensitive to it, if you're not sensitive to it, fine, but you may find that taking the B12 first thing in the morning is a better alternative. Thomas Scott just posted on Facebook that his mom gets a B12 shot when they give her dialysis every 2 weeks due to anemia. It helps her oxygen intake dramatically. That's another important thing. B12 is critical for red blood cell biosynthesis. Low B12 will lead to anemia. There are people out there who have symptoms of anemia. I think they call it pernicious anemia, that simply elevating vitamin B12 alone reverses this condition. So that's another important thing for those of you who are CrossFit type people who, you know, you're doing all these personal record breaking, crossing the threshold between aerobic and anaerobic training, adequate amounts of B12 will lead to greater oxygenation of the blood and subsequently greater endurance as well.
Before you go to break, I said before, it's perhaps one of the most important vitamins you can take. I'll tick off the benefits. B12 is essential to normal functioning of the brain and nervous system. It's essential to the metabolism of every cell in your body. It's critical in DNA synthesis and regulation. It helps to regulate fatty acid synthesis and energy production. It may protect, the jury's still out, against brain atrophy associated with Alzheimer's disease and impaired congenitive function. And high dose administration stimulate activity of the body's Th1 suppressor T cells.
So it helps the immune system too.
That's an all-star cast right there.
Yeah, there you go. All right, go to superhumanradio.com on the right hand side. Look for the skyscraper banner ad. There are two patches being offered at this point in time. We've talked about the first one, which is the hydroxycobalamin patch, which is a B12 patch. Everybody can use that one. When we come back, we're going to talk about a fat loss patch. This is Age Force's first foray into fat loss because they didn't want to come out with some nonsense fat loss patch. And hopefully I came to the rescue. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbells.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force this hour about two new patches. We just talked about the hydroxycobalamin patch, which is a fantastic patch that everybody could use. The next one has a little bit more of a niche audience. Steve had talked to me about the fat loss patch. And, you know, the flotsam and jetsam of fat loss products out there generally focus mainly on stimulating the body through caffeine or caffeine-like agents. And then also some other mystical herbs and so on that are supposed to aid in lipolysis or even flushing fat out of the body, which, you know, they may work, they may not. And it dawned on me that we had done a show not too long ago with Professor Filimonov about the lipolytic fragment of growth hormone. Actually, it has a drug name called AOD9604. And so I started digging around and thought to myself, the problem with that particular fragment is you have to inject it like 6, 7, 8 times a day. And the reason for that is because when you look at the research on this fragment, what you find out is that all the research shows that A, it has profound lipolytic effects, a profound effect on causing the body to shed body fat quickly. But all the research done on it, it was actually continuously infused into the rats that it was tested on. I mean, you have a continuous infusion of this stuff into the body so that it flips the switches of fat loss continually so that the net effect is a greater degree of fat loss. Because if you're not doing it continually, then the periods of fat loss and fat creation kind of balance each other out and you end up at zero, at a net nothing. And so I said to Steve, you know, if you were going to do a fat loss patch that really had some value, this is a product that has been looking for a time-release delivery system, and got a chance to speak to one of his scientists about this and sent them the data that I had, and they did the rest of the digging around. And hence, lo and behold, Age Force launches its first fat loss patch. Let's talk about that now, Steve. I mean, I pretty much discussed a lot of it right here up front, but I wanted people to understand the logic behind it. This is your first foray into it. You guys didn't even want to really get deep into a fat loss pack.
No, we didn't, because we just view the category as one that is continually disappointing people. There are literally tens of thousands of products that have been introduced on the market, miracle weight loss, fat loss, fat burners, whatever, and again, for the most part, they're just marketing kind of products. They're scammy. They don't work. And the consumer's gotten very, very jaded. Here comes another fat loss product, or another quick weight loss diet, or what have you. And the consumer is very jaded, very skeptical, and rightfully so, because they've just been subjected over the years to so many products that really don't deliver on performance. When you broached this subject with us, I guess it was about 8-9 months ago at this point, again, we listened, but then word started coming back from the laboratory that Colin or really might have hit upon something here, and we started to get real serious, Carl. By the way, your contribution to this product is one of the reasons why our company has broken precedent and is offering your listeners a special introductory offer. We've never done that before. We've always made our products available to your audience. At the same time, we make them available to
the general population,
to the entire market.
Right.
So, And another thing, your audience over the time that we've been associated together has been extremely helpful to us. The emails, the phone calls we get with the feedback and the suggestions have been remarkable. So while this is the first time we've ever done it, we're doing it with a real smile on our face because of the feeling we have for Superhuman Radio and your audience. But we went to work in the lab, Carl, and between clinical research, clinical trials, everything that goes into a new product, we finally decided that we would take the plunge into this huge market, this huge weight loss market.
Now, it's important to understand that, I want to say this first, but then I want to talk about the research. It's important to understand that you can't eat crap and expect to lose body fat by using any fat loss product, especially
this is something that you and I should be saying about 27 times before we even get into the science. There's no mystery to weight loss. If you consume fewer calories than you burn up in your daily activity, you're going to lose weight.
My audience is even more sensitive to the ability for the body to dispose of fat than just that. The reality is, if you're eating lots of starchy carbs that are spiking insulin, regardless of whether you are eating a hypocaloric diet, you are still going to create fat because the body is not a bomb calorimeter. It does not look at calories like your engine looks at gasoline. It has food has pleiotropic effects based on hormonal milieus in the body. If you ate 1,500 calories a day of nothing but sugar, you will gain fat, even though that's 500 calories a day less than you need. So you need to eat intelligently. What this product will do is it will allow the net results to be greater in fat loss if you didn't use it versus if you do use it. Now, with that being said, and then we can go back and say again, healthy diet and exercise are critical, which everybody should know. All of the research done on AOD 604, 9604, the rats were actually fed an ad libitum diet, meaning whatever they wanted to eat, they ate. They did not change the chow. They just gave them infusions of AOD 9604. And as a result of that peptide being infused into them, the net body fat change was a loss in body fat.
Well, and again, I endorse everything you're saying. And when your listeners go, when the audience goes to our website, you're going to see on what we call our Learn More page or our product page for the weight loss aid patch. You're going to see very clearly, we say, you have to do your part. In of itself, this patch won't help you lose weight, won't help you burn body fat in a vacuum, in of itself. You have to eat sensibly. You don't have to go on any kind of starvation diet. You just have to eat sensibly. Eat good quality foods, fruits, vegetables, drink water, what have you. Eat sensibly and get exercise. You have to, you can't be a couch potato. And people get scared. They're telling me I gotta go to the gym for 10 hours a day. No. By exercise, we mean you have to elevate your standing heart rate for 30 to 45 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week. And you can do that with a brisk walk. You can do it swimming. You can do it bicycling. You can do it playing, a sport that you like. So many ways to get a minimal amount of exercise if you're not really into working out.
My audience is into working out, and that's why I'm saying that. What this patch will do for you is cause the net fat loss to be greater with the patch than without the patch. But you're not going to lose body fat if you're already not doing the things that cause the body to repartition. This is just going to make the body much more efficient at repartitioning. When we talk about AOD 9604, what we're really talking about is the lipolytic sequence of amino acids found in growth hormone. So these are the amino acids in the chain sequence that they're supposed to be, that attach to the receptors in the fat cells that cause the fat cells to get rid of the fat inside of them that is seen when using high doses of growth hormone. The problem with using high doses of growth hormone to stimulate this same amount of fat loss is you get all of the other byproducts of growth hormone in there, which are the growth factors. And having high doses continually infused into the body is not good for the body, and really is akin to the disease acromegaly, where you end up with, you know, crowding of the joints, and you end up with blood sugar issues, and you end up with all the dangers of high abusive doses of growth hormone. This is exclusively the lipolytic peptide of growth hormone in and of itself, and it has only one and only one function, and that is to cause the body to give up its fat. Correct?
Correct. And another terminology that your listeners may or may not be familiar with, it's also known as trisamatostatin.
Right.
So, by the way, a very, very difficult product for us to manipulate in the laboratory.
Yeah, to make into a patch.
But again, it is a fantastic fat burner.
Yeah.
Even for somebody that's not overweight, you know, your bodybuilder, somebody working out in the gym and really wants to concentrate on their fat ratio to body mass. Boy, nothing burns body fat like this product.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll explain this special offer available only to Superhuman Radio listeners and only for 4 days. You're not going to want to sleep on this one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
For there is nothing that we can relax. Take it easy.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see see eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul's companion.
People. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Harvard-trained Paleolithic nutritionist Matthew Lalonde answers your questions. We've got a ton of great questions from listeners, especially from my friends over at Highbrow Paleo. I want to thank Meredith Harbor Yetter for helping us gather questions for today's interview. They're doing the interview today, actually. I'm just going to ask the questions. Right now we're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. So, Steve, how many patches, what do they get, how should they use it?
Okay. The weight loss aid patch also comes, like the vitamin 12, B12 patch, comes 12 patches to a for a month's supply. And our recommendation directions for use are 2 to 3 patches a week. Now, there's a little asterisk there. If you want to use more than 2 to 3 patches a week, it will accelerate the process. But, you know, that's up to the individual and what their goals are. But a month's supply is 12 patches, and which is sufficient for 2 to 3 patches a week. This is also an 8-hour time release patch, and the price, if you buy the auto ship, is $49.95, and the same introductory offer is available. You got to click on the banner on the Superhuman Radio website to the right, that big skyscraper banner. But that, when you click on that banner, that takes you to our to a very special 2-for-1 order page. So, as I described earlier in a program call, if somebody orders the auto ship, they'll get a 60-day supply shipped to them every 60 days, but only pay for the price of the 30-day supply. If they want to order, single one-time only orders, 30, 90, or 100-day supply orders, we will double the order for them at the original price. So, in effect, they're buying the patches at half price.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
But once again, be careful. If you click on this banner and go to the order page, which we hope you will, if you navigate away from the order page, the special two-for-one order page that we've set up for Superhuman Radio, it's exclusive for Superhuman Radio, you have to use your browser's back button to get back to that order page. You can't navigate back to it with links on the website because this is a what we call a blind page. Only way to get back to that order page is either your browser's back button or go back to the banner at Superhuman Radio and click on it, and that'll get you back to the order page.
Yeah. Okay, so people can use this patch a couple times a week. I think, personally, the best time to use this patch on non-training days would be, slap it on first thing in the morning, even especially if you're doing periodic fasting. If you're doing intermittent fasting like I do a couple mornings a week, I'll get up and I won't eat anything. Generally, do a little light cardio and not eat anything. I would use that patch at the same time when I'm doing my intermittent fasting, number one. Number two, I will use this patch by slapping it on post-workout, after training, to help, because I'm already stimulating an anabolic response and hopefully a lipolytic response through my training and proper nutrition after for post-workout, and this could only ramp it up even more.
Yeah, it will create some synergism.
Yeah, right. So that's personally how I would use the patch. I would imagine you could also put it on in the evening and wear it through sleep.
Yep.
It does not have any other effects on you other than to burn fat. And since you're fasting at night, if you're not a fan of intermittent fasting, you could put it on after your last meal. I would wait about an hour after your last meal, slap it on, and go through the night without eating anything and during sleep, and this could accelerate the lipolytic effects that occur during sleep as well, which is intermittent fast, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned at the outset when we started talking about the weight loss aid patch that it will not cause any jittery or racing heart. In the testing we did of literally hundreds of weight loss products, the common theme throughout all of them is they have ingredients like caffeine or related ingredients to speed up your heart rate, speed up the metabolic processes, and with the intent of getting you to burn calories quicker. That is not the case. There is absolutely nothing in this patch that will cause accelerated heart rate, jittery, speed up of systems, etc. That's not the way the patch works.
Yeah.
One interesting thing, Carl, we did numerous clinical trials with this patch, and there was a real temptation on our part to, because we know people are going to say, well, how much weight am I going to lose and how quick will I lose it? You know, the typical question you get, we anticipate getting. And there was a real temptation on our part to put some results on the website, and we opted not to do that.
Let's be specific why. This is a segment of the supplement industry that is very, very regulated by the language that you use. If you look at companies like, if you look at products like Ally, which is a pharmaceutically approved fat loss product, they make no claims to how much weight you will lose. And that's because how much weight you lose will be dependent on your adherence to proper nutrition and exercise. And the reason that everybody, you have to be very cautious. You can use testimonials. You can say, hey, I use this product and I lost 15 pounds, in 6 weeks or whatever it is. But you can't make those kind of claims as an advertisement because the federal government steps in on companies that advertise fat loss. That's the one segment of the supplement industry that they are very, very heavy handed on.
And we're very cognizant of that. And even on testimonials, let's say Joe used the product for 2 months and lost some weight, and you have his testimonial published. But Joe's not using the product anymore. You're in trouble.
Really?
You can only use testimonials if someone is still actively using that product. So we stay away from testimonials. We stay away from from claims for all of our products. And that's not because we don't believe in them. That's because we feel that being a responsible pharmaceutical company, that is the proper road to take.
Because you never want to be accused of your over-the-counter supplements having drug-like effects.
But I'll tell you, Carl, but I will tell this and say it to your listeners, the results when this product is used properly in conjunction with exercise and sensible diet, remarkable.
Yeah.
Just remarkable.
Okay, so people could get these two products, the vitamin B12, the hydroxy B12 patch, which really everyone can use more B12, and the fat loss product, which is specifically if you're looking to try to accelerate the net fat loss of your current diet and exercise regimen. Exclusively, only way to get it with this special offer, by the way, is for my audience only. You must go to superhumanradio.com and click the skyscraper banner ad on the right-hand side. You'll be transported to a blind page on Age Force's website that cannot be viewed by the general public or found. There's no links to it on their website. And there you can order. And a variety of order options have been made available to you so that you are getting a special deal regardless of whether you sign up for auto ship or not.
Two for one and no promo code required. Just click on the buy button and our shopping carts are already set up with the special Superhuman Radio stock keeping unit SKUs, product ID numbers, if you will.
Right. So there you go. Now, one other thing I want to mention now that you did invoke the word coupon code. Many of you may not have realized this, but while we had individual coupon codes for the individual products, which are still active, so if you're listening to an old podcast, those will still work. Because Age Force has a variety of products being offered to my audience, we now have a unified coupon code for anything that you order from Age Force, anything. You can take advantage of the special offers made to Super Human Radio listeners by using the coupon code SHR, exclusively, just SHR. So if you get there and you go, gee, you know, I think I'm going to order this as well. I wonder what the coupon code, just use SHR. Use SHR for everything on Age Force, and you'll get the Super Human Radio listener exclusive discounts on these things. Correct, Steve?
That is correct. First order only.
Okay. Now, lastly, this is a question that I've received from numerous people.
Sure.
Is there any plan on doing something to the outside of the patch? Because I experienced this too. Many of us have two or three different Age Force products. I've got the melatonin patch. I've got the creatine beta alanine patch, you know, and so on and so forth. And sometimes if I am not cautious about putting them back into their little envelopes, they all look alike. Is there any plan on using anything to differentiate the patches so that people can tell, oh, the green dot means the growth hormone patch and the blue dot means the melatonin patch or something like that?
It is something that, again, and this is something that in meetings here in the company, marketing and production are talking about. There are some real issues involved, some real challenges. We're not there yet. It's something we hope we can do this coming year, but at this point, Carl, I don't want to promise anything. There are issues, and we know the advantages, and we know that it is a better way to go, but we just haven't cracked the code yet on how to do it.
Listen, Steve, I want to again wish you a happy new year. Thank you very much for this offer to my audience. Thank you for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and thanks for coming on the air today to talk about this, okay?
Thanks, Carl. Great talking to you, and hope I'll visit again soon.
Okay, there you go. So there you go. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Age Force banner ad on the right-hand side, the skyscraper. Take advantage of these two fantastic patches. We'll be right back with Harvard-trained paleo guru Matthew Lalonde. Stay tuned.
Arabia. being friends. Back with a style of hype, not slowing low, it's the fast type. Getting dumb, can you hear the drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
I'm pumping it up, so now what's up? Yo, yellow boy, add a little cut. What the hell, you think?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, very, very exciting. First show of the year, and we have, by popular demand, Harvard-trained paleo guru, Matthew Lalonde. Happy New Year, Matthew.
Well, happy New Year, Carl, and thanks again for having me on the show. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And we had an outpouring of, when I said that you were going to be on the show beginning of the year, I posted on Facebook in a couple different areas, especially over at Highbrow Paleo. I said, Matthew Lalonde is coming on. What do you want to know about Matthew specifically? Instead of doing the traditional diatribe about, you know, what's paleo and all that sort of stuff, I think it's important to understand how, because I found this very interesting, by the way, as just as an aside. I went to a seminar after interviewing, I'm going to forget his name now. He's the guy from the UK that wrote the He wrote a whole paper on mitochondria function. Why can't I think of his name now? It'll come to me. Anyway, but the funny thing was he's professing all of these different concepts for longevity. But yet he doesn't do anything he says. And, you know, as a matter of fact, in confidence, he says, well, I probably drink way too much ale, he said, to be a specimen for longevity. And I think many of us are probably, I'm the same way. I mean, there's things I talk about on the show, but I don't necessarily adhere to all of them. So people were really interested more in learning about you, and your application of Paleolithic eating and your training and so on. So how about we just get right to it and start asking some questions?
Sure.
Kamal Patel said, Matt, rumor has it that you eat your meat raw and your veggies cooked. Okay, I understand why, I think. I'd like to know why, by the way, also. But but do you have a similar strong rationale for your fruit intake, and what is your fruit intake? First of all, do you cook the vegetables because they're easy to digest?
Yeah, absolutely. That is one of the reasons. And if you want more information on that, like cooking and digestion, there's a Harvard researcher, Richard Wrangham, who has recently published and has published many papers in the past on that subject, the effect that the discovery of fire and cooking food has had on human evolution, and it is quite pronounced. In fact, that's one of the things that allowed us to have smaller guts and bigger brains. That, as well as eating more animal products, starting with, let's say, scavenging on carcasses, like eating bone marrow and stuff like that, and then moving on to becoming hunters.
Right.
And then when you cook the vegetables, you also will destroy a variety of anti-nutrients that are in the vegetables, lectins being some of the most commonly destroyed. And some lectins can be fairly detrimental, wheat germ agglutinin being one of the most studied and particularly bad. And then you have a variety of lectins in legumes. Red kidney beans, for example, if you undercook those, you are going to have some severe gastrointestinal symptoms.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
What about your fruit intake? So do you eat fruit?
I do eat fruit, but very rarely. I would say probably less than once per week. I had grapes over the holidays because my uncle is Italian.
Ah, 12
in
grapes.
The new year. Exactly.
Yes, I did that too. I'm Italian.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, he said I absolutely had to eat some grapes and some, I think, cooked eggs as well, like hard-boiled eggs or something like that. Yeah. So I had the grapes, and I couldn't remember the last time I had grapes. They were so sweet. So I don't eat fruit very often, but I will eat, you know, carbohydrate from tubers and a variety of other starchy vegetables, anything that's a squash and carrot and stuff like that. So that I have no problem with. But so why the low fruit intake? I don't want to give people the impression that fruit is bad. It all depends on where you're at and then a few biological quirks. It turns out that a lot of obese individuals have reached that state because they've overconsumed sugar. And when you overconsume sugar, there's a transporter for fructose in your gut that's called GLUT5 that gets upregulated, such that these people are a lot more likely to suffer from the detrimental effects of overconsumption of fructose. So it's really useful for them to minimize fruit consumption.
You know,
for
really,
hard charging. What was that?
You know what's really interesting? I believe, and I stand to be corrected, that GLUT5 is also implicated in the onset of anabolic steroid-induced insulin resistance. Especially anabolic steroids that have a high conversion to DHT, they translocate GLUT5 and cause insulin resistance, which is well known to occur with the use of certain anabolic steroids. It's funny that fructose is also implicated in GLUT5. That's really interesting to me.
Yeah, one of the major transporters in the gut.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tend to minimize my fruit intake just because of a very pragmatic approach in that there is no, first and foremost, there's no such thing as an essential carbohydrate. The only thing that's that your body needs is glucose, but your body can manufacture glucose, so there's no such thing as an essential carbohydrate. And then when you look at fructose, depending on your size, at about over 50 grams, very much like alcohol, it starts to become problematic. So you have glucose that you can find in starch that is fuel for cells, any cell in the body, and then you have fructose that can be burned by mostly liver cells, maybe some fat cells, some kidney cells, a little bit in the brain, just a tiny bit, but not much. And then that's it. So why bother?
Yeah.
You know, why not get the good stuff? So I just tend to
avoid food.
Cool.
For those of you who don't know what we were talking about a moment ago, we Italians believe that on New Year's Eve, you eat 12 grapes, which is supposed to signify the 12 months, but also good luck for the upcoming 12 months. So you eat just 12 grapes, and you handpick them, and you're supposed to be conscious when you're eating them. You're supposed to think about the things that you want in the upcoming year. And that's
right.
What Matthew was talking about. Okay, the next question is posed.
Wait,
and I'm gonna...
Can we address the raw meat thing?
Oh, yes, of course.
So that's an experiment that I was running, and then I stopped running after I familiarized myself with Wrangham's work. And I found some information online that suggested that as far as digestion is concerned, slow-cooked meat or meat cooked at low temperatures is easier to digest. Then it's raw meat, and then the most difficult to digest is stuff that you've like seared or cooked so bad that it's blackened. But it was an experiment that I was running just to see what would happen, and I eventually stopped, even though I really liked the taste of
raw meat.
Of raw ground beef.
Yes, I love raw ground beef. Better than the raw steak sliced thinly.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
So.
I really liked it just because I didn't want, you know, someone like myself who's involved in nutrition to have some kind of parasite or maybe even die from doing this, and then, you know, that hitting the news, and like, this would be really bad.
Well, and because it's important to understand that if you are going to eat raw meat, it requires a great deal of responsibility. Sourcing your meat
absolutely
is like so critically important. You can't just go to Whole Foods and say, hey, is that grass fed, and slice it up and eat it.
Exactly.
Because
yeah, no.
The way the meat has been handled is critical.
That's a very good point. The meat that I would consume comes from my community-supported agriculture program.
Right.
From Chestnut Farms in Western Massachusetts. I've been to the farm. I know the animals. I know where they're butchered. It's a small family operation. I would never, ever do this with ground beef that you get from a supermarket.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know what? We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I've got another question for you that it resulted from someone who attended one of your seminars. Do you have any upcoming seminars?
If you look at in the Optimum Performance Training website, you'll see a schedule for the upcoming seminars in the upcoming events section.
And the URL to that website is?
Let me give that to you after the break.
Okay, very good. Sit tight. We'll be right back with more Matthew Lalonde.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at Primordial Performance.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 1,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls.
Welcome back.
My name is Fat Lip.
To Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Matthew Lalonde. This show is called Matthew's Paleo. Okay. This next question comes from, and I apologize in advance if I get the name wrong. It's Aravindan Balasubramanian. Okay. After attending his, I'm sorry, Matt. Please, the URL to your website, please.
I give seminars with James Fitzgerald, who is also known as OPT. He was the winner of the inaugural CrossFit Games in 2007. If you go to his website, http://optexperience.com, you can click on upcoming events to see when seminars are coming up, and then you can also watch a seminar that I gave in Muskoka last year that was recorded, and if you hit the store section, you can watch that online. I would also recommend watching my AHS talk because I've since discovered some things that I have changed quite a bit, specifically regarding lectins and saponins and other anti-nutrients that I used to worry about, and now I've asked myself some bigger, better questions. And I kind of changed my stance on that, you know, okay. But that's what scientists do.
Okay, and that actually is a result, this question is a result of one of your AHS 11 seminars. Mm-hmm. Aravindan said that he thought it was great, the seminar. First of all, he was still left wondering what exactly your implementation of paleo diet is. I certainly took away his critique of paleo science, but not what he was recommending prescriptively. Maybe I just haven't read enough of his stuff. So what exactly is your implementation of the paleo diet?
Well, let me just begin by saying what happened at the Ancestral Health Symposium. And my goal there in giving that talk, if you go to Google and you type my name and then Ancestral Health Symposium 2011, you'll find the seminar. You can watch it online for free. My goal was to help people articulate why you want to eat this way in a more scientifically sound or credible fashion, and to also inform people of things that or arguments that they're using to justify this way of eating that are incorrect and that will most likely result in anyone who has scientific training or, you know, inquisitive thinking to say, no, you're wrong. So I called them out on saying, well, cavemen used to eat this way, so we should eat this way too, which is, you know, wrong on multiple levels. For one, you know, even though the genes haven't changed a whole lot, one can argue, well, you know, the genes of human being and chimps are almost identical.
Right.
The difference there is epigenetics. That's what makes a human and a chimp. And the adaptations to various foods are also epigenetically controlled. So just because the genes are almost identical means absolutely nothing because the epigenome is completely different. And then they'll also say, well, these foods, you know, arised only 15,000 years ago, so we haven't had time to adapt to them. And then my argument there is, well, sometimes if the pressure is really high, adaptation can be pretty quick. So we've seen that in at least adaptation to lactose in milk. And then we've seen adaptations to starch in Asian populations and other things like that. There's some people that have really misunderstood what I was trying to say, and they thought that I was trying to explain paleo to a bunch of chemists, and that's not the case. I was just trying to tell people, listen, if you have to speak to like a broader scientific audience and you want to appeal to them because it would be nice to get them on board, then these are the things that you need to start saying, and these are the things that you need to stop saying. And saying, well, we need to do this because cavemen used to do that, it's absolutely absurd. Not only that, it's also merely observational as right. far as evidence is concerned. And what's interesting to me is that the paleo community will look at, say, Ansel Keys and say, well, this is, you know, completely bogus because it's all observational epidemiology. And then they'll turn around and say, cavemen used to do this, so we have to do this. And I'm just left scratching my head.
And that's really where we lose the argument when you start doing, you know, mainstream propagation of this message.
Yeah.
It's almost, you know, well, cavemen slept in caves. Should we do that as well? No, of
exactly.
course not, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, there are serious adaptations and changes that have happened to human beings since then. Just read a book called Manthropology if you want, you know, an idea of the changes that have happened.
Manthropology with the letter M in front of it?
That's right.
Oh, cool. I'm going to get that.
Manthropology, which is interesting. I don't agree with everything the guy says, but it's interesting to note how much modern man is different from, let's say, your caveman ancestors. So there's, you know, one guy that criticized me heavily. He runs a blog called Evolvify, and I think he really didn't, the guy has a business major or something like that, or economics, and he really didn't understand or felt really threatened by me telling him that, you know, you can't say that. For example, just because evolution is a very successful theory in biology, it doesn't mean that it gives you any answers. So you saying, well, human beings evolved for all of these years eating this food, that means that we are adapted to these foods. That's a good starting point, and that's a great way to make a hypothesis, but it does not give you any answers. I do not know any biologists who will say, well, I don't need to ask this question. I know the answer because evolution, it tells me.
Right.
No, the theories do not provide any answers. There are means for asking more questions and a framework with which to work. So if you say that about a human being, well, you know, we evolved over this many thousand years eating this food. Maybe we are best adapted to that food. That's a great starting point. But then there are other mistakes and traps that you can fall into, and we're going to talk about that in the further question. So that being said, you know, you can watch the talk and see what's going on. I make the case in the talk that a better way to state this would be to say that there has not been enough time or evolutionary pressure for complete adaptation to occur in humans of seed consumption.
Of what consumption?
Seed consumption.
Oh, so like grains and stuff. Okay.
Exactly. So grains, legumes, nuts, and edible seeds like sunflower seeds, those are all seeds. And human beings are just not well adapted to that.
Would it be fair to say that if we keep eating this stuff, eventually we will be? Do we have to, like, throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, to become adapted, or do we abandon them?
So one thing that I looked at, or that I mentioned in my talks, I just showed a bell curve, and I said, listen, this has been going on for a while now. In the past, you know, years, the pressure has been pretty high. You know, you've got diets that are 60%, 70% grain. There's a lot of children that died when the Egyptians initially started to farm grain. So there's already been some selection. Yes, absolutely. There's already been some selection that has occurred. Primary hemochromatosis, for example, is another selection that has occurred because of the plague. So that's like a super high iron in the blood,
right,
which is protective when you're young but detrimental when you get older. So, you know, to think that we're still like our caveman ancestors is not quite right. If you ignore the adaptations, there's
so
some
theoretically,
huge pitfalls
there. Theoretically, the ensuing 50% of Americans will be obese by 2030 epidemic that I keep screaming about on the show may just be another effect of the selection pressure. That's going to kind of thin the herd of people who can't, carbohydrate intolerant.
Yeah, they're not adapted. So the problem is that it would take, if you wanted to create a group of human beings that were adapted to this stuff, you would have to isolate a population, feed them only whole wheat, and then the ones that will thrive on it, you take them and you reproduce
them,
and you do this over years and years and years. So you can see the obvious problem. And it's what I just stated. We're not well adapted to it. There has not been enough time or pressure for us to be well adapted to that.
Yeah.
However, if you look at a bell curve at the fringes, there are indeed people who will tolerate this stuff. And they are the people that we see every day that eat whatever they want, or they eat, you know, the whole grain, low-fat diet, and they remain reasonably slender and they look like they're healthy.
But that's an observation that is now starting to show cracks, because we have people that are called normal weight obesity that have all the markers for metabolic disorder, but the women still fit into a size 4 and the guy still has a, you know, 30-inch waist.
Absolutely. So two things there. One, those people are the exception. They're not the norm. And two, even though you can look reasonably lean or slender, you can still be diseased.
Right.
Right. You can still have the blood work of an obese individual. So those are things to consider as well. Just the appearance is not enough. And I think, you know, the term that I'm not sure whether or not it's politically correct, but the term that's thrown out there is skinny fat.
Yeah, skinny fat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Mayo Clinic came up with normal weight obesity, which is more politically correct.
Correct.
But no matter what you call it, the medical orthodoxy in some short time is going to have to recognize the importance of muscle. I've been saying it on this show for 7 years now, come next month. You know, muscle is metabolic currency. If you don't have enough of it in your bank, you're lost. That's all.
Absolutely.
There is to
I'm sure you're aware of the instances of hospitalization and people who either suffer a really traumatic infection, a car accident, whatever it is, the more muscle mass you have, the higher your likelihood of surviving.
Yeah. Can we go on to the next question, Matt, or do you want to?
Well,
you,
let me actually answer the question and say, so what's
your
my
style?
Paleo
right.
diet? It's essentially meat, vegetables, and tubers. That is, you know, the whole focus of it. I will occasionally have some fermented dairy. You know, dairy, if you don't tolerate lactose or casein, then stay away from it. The best part of the dairy is actually the fat, so butter, not too bad. The rest of the stuff, try it out. If you don't do well with it, then, you know, don't eat it. And I avoid seeds in general. So grains, legumes, even edible seeds, sunflower seeds. If the protein is not problematic, then the omega-6 content is too high, or, you know, there's some other problem that I can find. And at the end of the day, grains specifically, grain agriculture is not sustainable. Corn, wheat, not sustainable.
Yeah. Interesting. So as far as milk goes, I am not lactose intolerant, and I tend to thrive on raw unpasteurized milk, but I find myself oscillating it in and out of my diet seasonally. I'll drink raw milk for probably 4 or 5 months out of the year, and then I just lose my interest in it, and I won't drink it anymore. But I do use raw butter continuously throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's interesting that you point that out. This next question is going to be a long one. We have to take a commercial break to stay on track, and we are going to go long with the show if we need to get everybody's questions answered. I want to promise you that. As long as Matt has the time, we will get everybody's questions answered. We're talking with Matthew Lalonde. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that if you are like me, if you are a direct descendant of Australopithecus peptidus, and that is those of us who use peptides, Southern Research Companies actually offers my audience an unprecedented 15% discount. They offer no one else these kind of discounts. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15. That's all one word, SUPERHUMAN15, to save 15% off. We're talking with Matthew Lalonde, and we're getting some questions answered. The next question actually comes directly from Meredith Harbor Yetter, who maintains the Highbrow Paleo Facebook page over there. And she says, if my sources are correct, Matt is now doing a pretty ketogenic diet with protein fasts and lower intensity, high volume training. I think this is for longevity and sex hormone health. He likes autophagy and testosterone. She's asking the question. I would like him to speak on that a little bit, please.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of history going there. So, when I was first, you know, I was writing my thesis in 2008 and I was starting to teach myself a lot of stuff about human metabolism. I ran across, essentially, you know, glycogenesis and the, formation of glucose from proteins.
Right.
And, I then told myself, well, that means that we don't need to eat any carbohydrates. So I went on a really low carbohydrate diet. I just ate vegetables and some pretty low glycemic vegetables and, you know, depended on gluconeogenesis entirely for my sources of sugar and then ate only meat and fat. And I did that while doing CrossFit, and CrossFit as prescribed on the OPT site back then.
Right.
And then I wrote a post about it on Rob Wolf's website, and I wrote the post about 4 months in, where I was at my peak. I was still doing good. I had gained some muscle mass, and everything was great. But what a lot of people don't know is that 2 months after that, I really fell apart, and that's because high-intensity training requires a lot of glucose, a lot of glycogen, and gluconeogenesis, although the process exists, it turns out that the rate is fairly slow.
Yeah.
So I really hit rock bottom. I was doing a workout that had both of my weaknesses in it, which is rowing and sumo deadlift high pulls. They're essentially the same movement, and I have short arms, so I really, really not good at that. And, my, you know, my eyes were rolling back into my skull, and I felt like I was so sugar-depleted that I needed some sugar immediately, so I was working out at Hemingway Gymnasium in Harvard Square. It's just right next door, and there's a a Ben and Jerry's there. So I walked over to the Ben and Jerry's. I sat at the counter, and I asked the girl for 3 pints of ice cream. I made sure that it didn't have gluten in it because they do have stuff like cookie dough and whatnot.
Right.
And I ate it right in front of her, and the look on her face was absolutely priceless.
Did you devour it? I mean, were you like insatiably?
Oh, it went down. No problem.
No brain freeze, huh?
No brain freeze, no nothing.
Yeah.
And the look on the person behind the counter on her face was absolutely priceless because, you know, I'm coming out of the gym, I'm still pumped. She's a little bit overweight, and she's looking at me, and you can tell she's thinking, how can this guy eat this way and look like that? And, of course, that's the problem with observations, right? It's only one data point. It's not giving you any direction, anything like that. And the other problem, of course, with the type of thinking is that there's a lot of people that tell themselves, and kind of like I did back then, well, you know, the Inuit survived on an all-meat and fat diet, so why can I? And the problem is the one that I've mentioned already. It's adaptation. There has been a lot of adaptation, and there's a lot of variability within human beings. The Inuit were also doing something very specific. They were eating seafood, a lot of whale blubber. They were getting vitamin D from that seafood. They were getting iodine. So there's a lot of zero-carbers who try to repeat this with, let's say, just steak. And I'm looking at the blogs thinking this is not going to end well.
Right.
Because, you know, they're probably not adapted to it. They don't have the iodine, the vitamin D. And,
well,
you know,
let's also say something else. The Inuit didn't do their work that day like they were trying to get through a deadlift competition.
Absolutely.
You know, they pace themselves. You're going in and you're doing, you know, high intensity training. It's like you're using both opposite ends of the spectrum. You're training much higher and much faster, and you're eating no carbs. They moderated how hard they worked based on
exactly
how they felt.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was mostly, you know, some light endurance stuff that they would do throughout their hunting and whatnot. So, yeah, the key lesson here is if you're going to do some high intensity work, it is very glucose dependent or glycogen dependent, and you are going to have to eat some of that glucose. The repercussions there, if you don't, your cortisol levels are going to increase higher and higher in order to upregulate gluconeogenesis. That will also cause the loss of muscle mass because your body's trying to access glucogenic amino acids that it can turn into sugar via gluconeogenesis.
Takes it from your muscles, right?
Yeah, and it will also lower testosterone in a huge way. So none of that was good for me, and that's how that story ended. Now, Meredith wants to know a little bit about autophagy and testosterone. I'm not, by the way, still doing this ketogenic thing. I don't even fast anymore, but I do a little bit of protein fasting. What that is, if the body runs out of protein for a specific amount of time, it's going to turn on a process called autophagy. And very simply, autophagy is the cell cleaning house. It's like, okay, I'm running low on protein and I've got all this junk around here. I'm just going to decompose all of it and recycle whatever protein is in there. And it turns out that process is good. If you really wanted to turn that on for good and try to address cancers and or prevent cancers in the future and stuff like that, you can do some serious fasts, but that, yeah, I would recommend a doctor for that, like doing a 10-day fast with liquid of water only, and that's some serious.
I mean, you know, it's really insane. When I was in my 20s and living in Las Vegas, and there was nothing healthy about me back then because I was drinking copious amounts of alcohol and just, you know.
Well, it is Vegas.
Yeah, I had a debaucherous lifestyle. But anyway, I was going home for Christmas one year, and somebody convinced me to try that detox diet where you drink nothing but cayenne pepper, lemon water, and maple syrup. I did it for 21 days.
Wow.
And then, you know how I broke my fast? I went out dancing one night and drank 2 bottles of wine. I woke up the next morning, and I swear to God, I'm telling you the truth, I mean, you know how people say, I thought I was going to die? I thought I was dying. I couldn't get out of bed. I laid in bed for 11 hours before I could actually move because
wow,
breaking the fast with alcohol was the stupidest, most reckless thing that I could have ever done.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Oh, man. But, yeah, you know, I have a lot of respect for – I do a lot of intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm,
you know, 12, 14-hour fasts. But you really just can't be reckless about that sort of stuff. You really can't.
Yeah.
The older you get, the harder it is because –
between the liver and, you know, and liberating glucose and maintaining healthy blood sugar levels throughout the day becomes a little bit more arduous for us older guys. So, yeah.
But the interesting thing about fasting is that you don't have to starve to trigger one of the beneficial effects, which is autophagy. You just have to starve protein, not necessarily food. So it's good to, you know, to give that a try and see whether or not it works for you. And with respects to Meredith's question on testosterone, I had read some literature that indicated that low or high protein, high fat diets increased testosterone,
right,
because it decreased sex hormone binding globulin, and it so increases free testosterone. So I was intrigued by that. There are two things that could be going on there, however, because those studies didn't have control groups. So one of them is that you're eating more protein, which is going to increase testosterone. And the other one is that you're eating a whole lot less junk. When you go on a low-carbohydrate diet, you can't eat that much, that many grains, legumes, and other things that could be contributing to poor health.
Right.
If your health improves, then your testosterone is going to increase as well. Yeah, the short of the story is that, you know, my diet is mainly meat, vegetables, and tubers, and I do eat, you know, sweet potatoes and whatnot on a regular basis. But what I do is my protein meal is noon, is lunchtime. My workout is 5 to 7. I get back home, and the only thing I have for dinner is a can of sardines. So that's a little bit of protein post-workout. And then I'm not going to eat protein until the next day at noon. Lunch is only breakfast is only a sweet potato.
So now are you adding muscle? Are you staying lean? What are the effects of applying that style of a diet with exercise?
So I should say I do that for 5 days during the week, and then during the weekend I'll eat a big breakfast. So it's a little bit different. I'm fairly muscular. I have gained a significant amount of muscle since doing this. When I took my CrossFit Level 1 certification in San Diego, I think on August 18th or 19th in 2008, CJ Martin was one of the coaches there. And he saw me a year or two later at an OPT certification, and he approached me slowly and kind of looked at me and said, "You used to be a skinny kid." And I'd put on at least 15 to 20 pounds of muscle mass at that point. But, you know, with the caveat that I had come out of vegetarianism and, you know, started eating meat and started doing
right.
some heavy lifting. But, yeah, I maintain a decent amount of muscle mass, and I'm all fast twitch muscle, so my strength is pretty good, but just don't ask me to do any endurance stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, your answer addressed Wyatt Brown and Derek Martin.
That's right.
But I wanted to get their names in there so that they don't think that we passed them over. Mm-hmm. We actually have to take our last commercial break, and then we will finish up with the balance of the questions. Plug the website again so people can find out. I really want to attend one of your seminars as well, because unfortunately, it's stupid people like me that end up in front of the masses. I'm supposed to be on Fox News the end of this month.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's like even with Rob Wolf, it's like you're I'm just parroting what I'm learning from guys like you. Mm-hmm. So I need to make sure I get it right the first time. But give the website again so people can find out more about the upcoming seminar.
They can watch the seminar at http://optexperience.com.
Okay. OP, like Oscar Paul Thomas, OPTExperience.com.
Okay. OPT stands for Optimum Performance Training.
There you go. It's OPTExperience.com?
That's right.
Okay. So check it out. We'll be right back with more Matthew Lalonde.
Either get it or you don't. You either stand or you fall. Or you fall. Or you fall. Or you fall.
Finally, time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs.
Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Matthew Lalonde about Matthew's paleo. Interestingly enough, like I said when I was going into the break, it's the idiots like me that get out in front of the mainstream media. I don't want to become like the Wizard of Oz. I want to adhere to the facts. I want to carry the message properly and with pride. I just received an email that Ashley Banfield of CNN wants to book me for CNN right after the New Hampshire primary. So hopefully I will be able to watch one of Matthew's seminars and actually appear intelligent in front of the United States population. All right, so here's a great question, actually. This is a brilliant question posed by Bree Milne. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. What are your New Year's resolutions? And let me go a little bit further. Meaning, what does Matthew intend on working on this year? We have a thread and a document here entitled Festivus Feats of Strength, and quite a few of us are trying to work on one thing for a month in order to try and better ourselves, and I'm interested in seeing what Matt thinks he is important for him to work on.
Yeah, that's really awesome. With respect to nutrition, my girlfriend and I are both cutting out dairy for a month just to see what's going to happen. I will have, butter, like I said, and occasionally I'll have cheese. And I'm wondering if it's going to help this post-nasal drip that I've had ever since I had an infection because of a bad root canal. So we'll see about that. And I'll probably keep it up even longer if I can. With respect to exercise, it's Olympic weightlifting. Olympic
cool.
weightlifting is my goat. My powerlifting numbers are are, you know, respectable given my body weight.
How much do you weigh, Matt?
I weigh about 177.
Okay. So what's your deadlift like?
My deadlift is 500.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Deadlift is 500. Back squat is 455. Front squat is 355.
Now that's impressive. 355. Talk about a strong lower back right there.
But here's the catch. I can back squat 355. I can clean 225.
Wow. Now that's really impressive.
There's a huge discrepancy there.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody tells me I should be snatching 300 and cleaning more than 300.
I think that's still fantastic. I mean, that's really, really impressive even on the Olympic lift. I think it is. I know. So obviously you're going to focus on, and a lot of it comes down to, the execution.
Exactly.
Trying to execute the movement really drives your ability to handle more weight.
Yeah. I was working with, if you're ever in the Ottawa, Ontario, Canada region, Pierre Auger runs the School of Champions. That's his gym, and he literally takes kids off the streets and puts them in his gym and gets them to win Olympic weightlifting competition. So I was training with him over there, and he's going to set up a program for me. It was very, very interesting.
Okay, so basically cutting out cheese and focusing on Olympic lifting, and that's pretty much...
Yeah. I think, there's just no reason for me to keep working on strength right now. I need to work on weaknesses, on other weaknesses.
Yeah, I've got a lot to do this year. The past couple of years, I've really slid downhill. And luckily, I had enough metabolic currency in the bank that I'm starting at a pretty decent place. But I really feel like I'm starting from scratch at this point in time. I'm not as unhealthy and weak as I was when my journey first began back in 1999. But clearly, I have lost all sorts of aerobic conditioning. I've lost all sorts of strength. I'm plagued by injuries that I'm convinced have more to do with my inability to train consistently and make my muscles stronger to compensate for these old joints of mine. And so this is the year. This is the year I'm actually going to blog about it. I'm going to put pictures of myself out there so that I can't turn back. If I don't put
That's
it out
good.
There to the world, then I can just slink back and go, oh, well, I'm not going to train today. And I always say I've got way too much going on, but we all have way too much going on.
Absolutely. No, that's good. That responsibility, the putting it out there is going to hold you responsible to it. And, for the injuries, I used to have some injuries, and I thought that they were skeletal. But a good friend of mine, Kelly Starrett, he runs the Mobility Wad blog. And he essentially, teaches you through videos on how to take care of that stuff. And that has been huge for me. Super, super helpful.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I've been on vacation for 2 weeks. And traveling from the San Diego, California, all the way north to Napa, stopping at a variety of places in between. And I had an opportunity to visit Dr. Peter Rouse at AF Performance Center. And so Peter said to me, because we only had one day together, he goes, what is your most confounding injuries? And I said, my shoulders, they hurt constantly. I can't sleep on my side. I can't snatch. I can't lift. I can't do any overhead pressing. I get stuck in this groove. And he said, so let's lay you down on the table. He lays me down on the table. He starts looking at it first face down, then face up. Then he puts me back face down. And he's the first person I've said my shoulders hurt that didn't touch my shoulders. He worked on my neck, my traps, and the spinal erector muscles, and some on my scapula. And I have to tell you, and I told him, this is the first time in my life I've been able to lift my arms to the side without any pain. Now, he gave me some exercises to do, and I haven't been doing them. And sure enough, my shoulders are hurting me again. But now I understand where the pain is coming from. The pain is coming from my imbalances in my body that are pulling my shoulders forward.
Absolutely. And some tight muscles, too. In my case, I used to have a problem of throwing out my back regularly, and it was due to tight erectors at the bottom of the spine, as well as very, very tight glutes that were just matted down, and I needed to foam roll them and get a lacrosse ball in there and just unglue that, which is the term that Kelly Starrett would use. And once I did that, it's just gone. And if it ever bothers me again, I just do a routine of that, and it's gone.
Yeah. We've got one last question here from Mallory Pazdersky. And it's just a very, very succinct question, and I'm assuming that what he's asking, Mallory could be a guy or girl, I'm sorry. What Mallory is asking is diet before fertile years versus diet after weaning children. I'm betting that Mallory is a female now.
Okay.
In other words, is there a better diet for the childbearing years versus when you're done having children?
Well, what I'd say there is once you're done having children, you have a little bit more leeway.
Yeah.
That then's the time to kick the heels up and relax. But the diet before I wouldn't say is all that different. What I would recommend there is take a look at Chris Kresser's paleo. Something baby code. Happy Baby Code. Maybe he changed the name, but it's on his website, and it's essentially a whole seminar series and information by him on, you know, how to eat when you're pregnant. It doesn't differ all that much from what, you know, everyone else out there, well, I shouldn't say everyone else, but what the paleo sphere recommends, which is, you know, mainly meat, vegetables, and tubers, being grain, legume, and dairy free. But he will also give some other advice about specific supplements that you might want to be taking and stuff like that. So I would totally recommend that, because this is a huge topic. We could go on for hours about this.
Yeah.
One thing alone, but, you know, after weaning children, then you have a little bit more leeway. There's a good friend of mine, John Wellborn, just had twins, and his wife, Kate, was on this type of, you know, meat, vegetables, and tuber diet the whole way. She is producing enough milk for twins and has extra to pump. The doctors have never seen anything like that. The kids
Wow.
are lean already at only 3 months of age. They're very lean and muscular. They're crawling all over the place. They're already starting to have teeth.
That is so wonderful to hear.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And at some point, she started drinking a little bit of milk just for the caloric load.
Right.
And one of the kids developed a skin rash, and the other one had some colic. And she pulled that out, and it all went away.
Sure, because of the lectins that pass through into the milk from the cow's diet, probably.
There's various reasons, yeah.
That's terrible, yeah. This question came in late, actually. Again, this one was from Meredith Harbor Yetter. She said, I just listened to Matt's interview on Jimmy Moore's show from a while back.
End,
yeah, well, and we may have answered some of this, but I'm gonna throw it out there. At the end, he says that when he went paleo, he was able to put on a lot of muscle by optimizing his protein intake, which he could only do when he took in more fat. I think this was in the context of rabbit starvation.
Yep.
Does he see that there is an optimal fat to protein ratio?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to vary a little bit from one person to the next. But really, the percentages that are thrown out there, protein 25, let's say you're on an all protein and fat diet, your protein intake 25 to 30% of total calories would probably be the max. If you take a little bit more than that, you're going to start having some diarrhea, and then if you were to go even higher and less fat, then you'd get into this phenomenon called the rabbit starvation, and, you know, adventurers in the past have died from that.
What is rabbit starvation? Where they only eat rabbit meat or something? What is that?
That was exactly it. From I believe it was in Australia, or maybe it was in northern Canada, but an area in the spring where that's, you know, all they had access to was very lean meat, very lean protein, and it causes that. So yeah, you need some other substrate.
And isn't that what happened to Stefanson when he tried to duplicate his experience with the Inuit in a laboratory setting? There wasn't enough fat in his diet.
If you go read that paper, it was published in 1930. I have the paper here if you want the title and the reference.
Wasn't it like at a Creedmoor or one of the institutions that's now a mental institution in New York? That's where he did that, didn't he?
Yeah, it was. That's right. It was in New York.
Yeah.
And they were playing with the fat versus protein ratio, and they noticed that they needed to add a little bit more fat because if they ate too much protein, there was diarrhea. So they noticed that at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty interesting. I've got a question for you, since you invoked the word alcohol. What do you think about alcohol consumption? You know, there's many people, me more recently, who say, well, wine is good because it's got all these benefits, and I just tell myself that because the reality is I like the drug-like effects of alcohol a little bit. I'm a product of the 70s, and so I have reintegrated wine into my diet, although I'm completely eliminating it for at least the next 4 or 5 months. Where do you stand with the alcohol and or wine, and is there a difference?
I'm going to upset a lot of people here.
Okay.
I personally don't drink, and I don't think that there is any benefit from the consumption of alcohol. Yeah. In fact, there's papers that have recently shown that even two drinks a day for a male, one drink per day for a woman, will cause dysbiosis.
What is dysbiosis? So,
an imbalance in gut bacteria.
Oh, I believe that. That's one of the reasons why I'm taking a hiatus from alcohol, because I just rebuilt my gut flora, and I have redestroyed it this holiday season by drinking wine every single day. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the protocol that worked for me, which is I'm going to take a very, very powerful 400 billion to 900 billion CFUs a day at bedtime with the Tums and glutamine and all this other stuff that I had to do to rebuild my gut flora. I have to do it again now because of just 2 weeks of copious. But what do you do when you go to Napa? You know, you drink wine, right? So, but yeah, I'm with you on that. And one of the analogies I like to use is, you know, there's probably some nutritional value in the undigested pin oats and horse manure, but I don't think eating horse manure is really a good thing.
No. And interestingly enough, it's been shown that feeding fermented milk to people only changed the type of enzymes that the gut microbiota would produce, as opposed to changing the gut microbiota itself. So it's questionable as to whether or not probiotics work, but still your best bet is some kind of fermented food like sauerkraut. I like that because it has both the pre and the probiotics, the fermentable fiber and the bacteria. That might work, but try your protocol as well. But for sure, and you know, the whole thing about alcohol and blood pressure, it has nothing to do with what's in the wine or the resveratrol and the antioxidants and whatnot. It's been shown that those are very poorly absorbed, that they don't really increase the blood contents of those antioxidants or whatnot. It's just the fact that alcohol is a vasodilator.
Yes, I know.
You know, so in small quantities, it will increase the diameter of your blood vessels, and it will lower blood pressure as a result.
Right.
And that's it. So that's one beneficial effect of acute consumption, but once it starts to get chronic every day, then you're looking at problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really bad for testosterone.
Yes, I know. And then, you know what? And the interesting thing is there's constantly research coming out from all different areas trying to promote the benefits of alcohol, including...
Well, yeah, the same is true for coffee because there's huge, you know, vested interest in it. A lot of money, big companies.
And so coffee is also a no-no as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I don't think there's any beneficial benefit that can come from it.
Okay. I think we've covered everybody's questions here. I'm just looking through this really quickly to make sure that we didn't miss anything. And I think we covered everything. And I think this is really an interesting approach to the interview because there's a lot of questions here that probably would not have been discussed if we just went for the traditional paleo approach to the discussion.
Yeah, and you know, as people know, I'm not fond of the traditional paleo. Some people took this personally when I said at the AHS that I don't consider myself paleo. And what I mean by that is, I don't want to be associated with the fringe, with the zealots that, you know, to them, it's if it didn't grow 15,000 years ago, then you shouldn't eat it. You know, they take a very religious approach to it. I want nothing to do with that.
Would you say that you are an ancestral diet guy, or would you even put yourself in any category at all?
Ah, it's hard. Yeah, I mean, ancestral paleo. What I recommend is a subset of paleo. And then depending on who you are and what you're at, then I might be a little bit more or less lenient. You know, I have this one starting point, which is meat, vegetables, and tubers. And then, okay, you might tolerate dairy. Sure, we'll give you a little bit of dairy. I don't recommend, you know, large quantities of nuts. Those should be less than 10% of total calories and stuff like that. So the whole thing, meat, vegetables, and tubers, it fits within the subset of paleo. But then if you look at paleo itself, it's meat, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, all that stuff. And I'm pretty low on the fruit typically because I think that it might be problematic for some people, really low on the nuts and the seeds as well. So it's kind of similar, but just tweaked given information that I've gathered from the scientific literature. And I present it in a scientific fashion as opposed to this, you know, observational.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that because it's hard to argue with them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you're using your critical thinking skills, you can shoot holes in any of these quote-unquote fad or zealot-type approaches to nutrition on any side of the fence, whether it be vegan or paleo. So I really do appreciate the fact that you do take that approach. Last question. I was introducing a T-shirt this year, but I've abandoned it.
because I found out that the only person who would wear it was Rob Wolf. I had an idea. No, and I'm actually having one made for him, by the way, because he said, I'll absolutely wear it. I had come up with a T-shirt that basically had three characters on it, two robust-looking characters, a man and a woman, looking over their shoulder at a very, very withered-down guy. The robust couple have the word paleo on their T-shirt. The withering guy has the word vegan on his T-shirt, and he's holding a PETA sign. And underneath it, it said, spare an animal, eat a vegan. You know, Now, would you wear that shirt, Matt?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
And in fact, I decry the whole, you know, a lot of people in the paleo sphere that are trying to ridicule or make fun of vegetarians and vegans. I know personally people who are, you know, both paleo and vegetarian. They
right.
will eat a little bit of eggs and fermented dairy, and they are perfectly healthy.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a, sure, I think the way that the vegetarian movement is currently advertised, the diet as is not optimal.
Right.
But you can get in and tweak that a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, like a lacto-ovo vegan, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly, and they can, that doesn't eat grains and legumes, and they can be very healthy. They won't put on a whole lot of muscle mass, but they'll be very healthy, and they will still accomplish all the things that they wanted to accomplish. Like, these are very morally convinced people.
Yes.
And it's just not.
And I agree with that. You know what? As people who are spiritually driven not to eat animals, like my friend Mike Mahler, but like you point out, Mike works very hard to make sure that he gets a broad range of proteins and all of the other nutrients that he would be missing in the traditional vegan diet. And the problem with the current vegan diet, as you said, is that people think that as long as they're not eating animals, they're eating vegan or healthy. And
that's right.
nothing is further from the truth. A lot of vegans eat very, very high glycemic diets that are unhealthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rob Wolf said, make him a shirt, he'll wear it. So obviously I abandoned that shirt. Shame on me for thinking that it was funny. I apologize. but I just, it was a little tongue in cheek and there you go. Listen, Matt, I want to thank you. Plug the website one more time for those people who want to go and find out where your upcoming seminars are, as well as listen to one of your recently done seminars. The website again is?
It's http://opt-experience.com.
OPTExperience.com. Listen, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio, and promise we'll have you back again soon, okay?
Well, thank you very much, Carl.
All right, thank you. All right, so we also want to thank Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.com. Check out the banner ad for Age Force and their new patches. We'll see everybody tomorrow with Casual Friday. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow about our vacation. See you then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.